Remember the Alamo. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. So we are at the Alamo in San Antonio, Texas. Well, not really. The Alamo's kind of a couple of blocks that way, but there's nowhere to park at the Alamo. So we're in a parking lot near the Alamo in San Antonio, Texas. If you've never been to San Antonio to see the Alamo, it's pretty neat. We're fixing to kind of walk over that way. But the history and the significance of what happened here is pretty incredible. It's all tied up in the independence fight of the people of Texas. And I would just encourage you to kind of look that up. When it's all said and done, the Alamo itself, the building, served several different purposes down through its lifespan until the time when it finally became a fort. And there was a battle that cost almost 200 people their lives. And they stood in the face of odds that were stacked against them. But they were fighting for independence. One of those men we recognize his name is David Crockett. He was a former congressman and frontiersman and probably a name that we, like I said, that we recognize. The story goes on, and I would just encourage you to look up the history. It's really interesting, but the story goes on that after that battle, the commander of the Mexican forces, whose name was Santa Anna, was chased down by General Sam Houston and his men and conquered on the banks of a river as they shouted these words, "Remember the Alamo, remember the Alamo." Ultimately, Texas gained their independence, eventually became part of the United States, and the rest is history. Reminds me of the words of Acts 20, when a great servant of God said, "You know, I don't place a lot of value on my temporal life, but the most valuable thing to me is fulfilling the calling of God for gospel ministry that He's placed upon me." Those men were willing to lay down their very lives for a cause greater than themselves. And that was the independence of what would be their country, Texas. Can I just encourage you today to live for something bigger than yourself? To live for something bigger than your little kingdom. Think bigger than you. No more small living. Just a thought. Can I also encourage you to think about the one who was willing to lay down his life for you? His name's Jesus, and if you'd like to know more about knowing him and having your sin forgiven, reach out to us through this LifeWord page. We'd love to talk to you more about what it means to know Jesus and follow him with your life. Hey, thank you for joining me today on the tailgate. You never know where we're going to pull up and drop a tailgate and have a chat. Until next time, I love you. Have a great week. And I can't wait for you to see where we pull up and drop a tailgate next time on a Tailgate Talk. We'll see you then.